Well, the year's only half over, but cases of measles have already broken records in the U.S. The disease has been reported in 28 states, including Massachusetts. It's the worst year since the disease was declared eradicated in the U.S. nearly two decades ago. When a disease outbreak like this happens, U.S. medical and policy experts try to stop the spread. In today's installment of our series Infectious, Endless Thread podcast hosts Amory Sievertson and Ben Brock Johnson take us to Clark County, Washington. We'll look at how experts there responded to the first major measles outbreak of the year.
It's the last day of the Washington State Legislature session. I'm trying to track down one of Clark County's elected officials, Paul Harris, the leader of the Republican caucus.
On one bill in particular, Harris's party has not been falling in line. House Bill 1638, introduced by Harris right as the region's measles outbreak had been reaching a fever pitch.
And Harris has been frustrated about this. The measles outbreak is happening in his district, so he feels a responsibility to help fix it. And he seems to feel like the reaction to his bill is getting blown out of proportion.
The bill does one simple thing. It takes away the personal exemption for the measles, mumps, and rubella. That's all it does. Some in my caucus thought that it went farther than that. There's two religious exemptions, and there's a medical exemption. It does nothing to those. It just touches the philosophical and personal exemption for mumps, measles, and rubella.
So these exemptions are basically an official way to say, hey, I decided not to vaccinate my kid, but I still want to participate in society, like putting my kid in public school, even though there's a rule about not letting unvaccinated kids into public school.
Right. And there are three kinds of exemptions that are used across the U.S. The first is medical. All 50 states have that one. The second is religious. Most states have that, including Massachusetts.
And the third is called the personal or philosophical exemption. It's the easiest to get, and only a handful of states have it. And Harris is trying to get rid of this particular exemption in Washington state.
Is there a burden of proof for the religious exemption that doesn't exist for the personal exemption, or what?
There's not. So the religious exemption in our state is wide open. My goal is not to cause these people problems, but I am concerned when I have the measles appear in my community. A lot of it, actually. Then I hear from the other side, well, yeah, but nobody died. And I go, oh my gosh. Is that our criteria for? I hope
it's a pretty
not.
Low bar.
That's a pretty low bar. I did have, I believe, two kids hospitalized. They're okay. I just want to get my community immunity up.
At the same time, Representative Harris is trying to push through policy that may help raise vaccination rates in his home of Clark County. Dr. Alan Melnick, the county's public health director, is combating the outbreak on the front lines.
I have a lot of emotions about it, but happy is not one of them. This is a nightmare. The definition of an outbreak is basically when you see a disease, when you observe an incidence of disease or cases of disease that are greater than expected. You know what the expected number of cases of measles is? Should be zero, okay? The other thing I should say about measles, when we talk about it being exclusively contagious, is the first few days of your symptoms with measles, when you are contagious, is runny nose, cough, red eyes, you know, fever. Those are respiratory symptoms that are really common. These symptoms occur before you develop a rash, yet you're exquisitely contagious with measles.
Right.
So does this keep me up at night? Yeah, that's why we're working around the clock to contain this thing.
Containing an outbreak is crazy hard, especially with the exquisitely contagious measles. As soon as Melnick's team gets a report of a case, they go find that person and interview them and their families. They find out all the places all of those people have been recently. Then they go to all of those places and interview all of the people in those places about where they have been. Melnick's team apparently spent 19,000 hours doing this, doing something that might not even stop the spread of the disease.
Are you tired?
Are you asking for tired of the measles outbreak? It's invigorating and tiring and stretching our resources all at the same time for something that is completely and utterly preventable. The amount of funding we put in this between us and the state, over $1 million now. The county, close to, I think the last I looked, we were close to $700,000, was money and time that could be spent on addressing many other public health issues.
Alan Melnick is trying to get to a 95% vaccination rate in his community to achieve what's called herd immunity, or as Representative Paul Harris called it, community immunity. Simply defined, it's getting enough people within a certain group vaccinated against a contagious disease to keep it from spreading.
I mean, the average for the county is around 80%, but if you look at some schools, you know, we're in the 40, 50% range vaccination.
Getting vaccination rates up is crucial for Melnick's team, but so is monitoring current cases, doing what is called health surveillance, and activating quarantines to tamp down the outbreak already underway. This part of his job is extra tricky because someone could have measles for 21 days without showing symptoms.
I'll be happy when we go 21 days, one incubation period, without a new case.
How many
days
are you at?
And I'll be thrilled if we, and we'll declare it over if we go two incubation periods.
That was Melnick talking in March. This is July, and thankfully, Melnick's office was able to declare the outbreak over on April 29th, almost 4 months after it began.
One result of the outbreak, vaccination rates in Clark County skyrocketed. According to the Washington State Health Department, more than five times as many people got the measles vaccine this January compared to last January.
All the people were like, measles? Shoot, better get the shot.
But Dr. Melnick isn't one for silver linings.
Having an outbreak is a really lousy way to get vaccination rates up because memory will fade. People will forget about this. And without any policy change, this is a temporary benefit.
Back in Olympia, though, policy change was also on its way. Representative Harris was able to get his colleagues behind him and to send his bill to Governor Jay Inslee's office.
I'm thrilled to sign this bill, House Bill 1638.
Harris's bill was a small policy change for Washington. Since the outbreak there, other states have become more aggressive. New York State, the center of a worse measles outbreak, removed their religious exemption in June.
And a similar bill is being considered right now, right here in Massachusetts.